Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. So happy to be here with you. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening. Maybe it's a Friday morning where you are. 2 hours of open forum and Tim Staples, our guest for both hours. Hello, Tim Staples.
Hello, Cy Kellett. It is good to be with you.
It is very good to have you here with us and looking forward to answering any question folks have on the Catholic faith. 888-318-7884 is the number to call, 888-318-7884. And I'm not going to give out that number a lot because we have another number we have to give out that this hour, which I will get to momentarily. But if you have a question about the Catholic faith, whether you are Catholic or not, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. And I will tell you right now, before we get started with it, we're going to need a little help from St. Joseph in this year of St. Joseph.
Oh, boy.
We're putting ourselves in his hands because we're a bit behind.
Yes,
today
we
find ourselves a bit behind on our August pledge drive.
Yes, we are, and they're doing it to me.
It's just you. This is all just to get at you. They're like, wait till Tim's there. Make him nervous.
Well, you know, folks, we are behind. We have a large task ahead of us, but you know what? Thanks be to God. Can I share something real quick,
Please
Sire?
Share it.
I tell you, I got an email just a couple of days ago from a dear friend, a fellow. In fact, I didn't get permission to use his name, so I'm not going to use his name, but you know who I'm talking about. I sent it around to the company. A young man, 78 years old, who is actually dying of cancer, and he is a fireball Catholic who the doctors wrote him off 2 years ago. And he has lived a year and a half longer than they expected, and as he wrote me 2 days ago, he said, "I am now glowing
from the radiation,
but he is a joyful man. He thanked us at Catholic Answers. I've helped him in conversations, well, with a friend of his who is 81 years old and also not doing well, but they talk about Jesus, and the 81-year-old is a Protestant, and so he sends me emails, and I give him help
to say,
you know." And then through his friend was getting help from a internationally known Protestant apologist.
Oh, isn't that funny?
And so now I'm giving him stuff to give to him. And this 78-year-old who is dying of cancer, although I am convinced he's not going anywhere. Of course, not till God says so. But I tell you, he is a fireball. But you know what? This is what is such a blessing about being here, being able to work here at Catholic Answers, is you get to meet saints like this young 78-year-old man who is in the midst of dying of cancer, but he's evangelizing from the hospital bed. He's evangelizing through media and letter writing and so forth. Folks, that's what we do here at Catholic Answers. And folks, this is why we really need your help, because we are behind. As Cy said, for whatever reason, we had a little bit of slow time coming up to today. But folks, we need you right now, right from the start. We got it. What is it, about 85,000?
85,000 today.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yep, one day.
So, folks, we need you early, kind of like in Chicago, vote early and often. we need you to call early and often, if possible, and give at 888-291-8000. Folks, we need it right from the start. We got to raise $85,000. Now, we have a match of $20,000.
This hour, $20,000
this hour.
Yes.
Which I think is tied for the largest match we've ever had, I think. But that's a lot of money, and that is huge. So, folks, we got to make this match right now, because if we do, we make the match, that's a good start, and then we're going to have a big second hour. But, folks, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. We got to make this match.
Now is the time.
We need you to call 888-291-8000. Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But let me ask you a question. What price tag do you put on my friend, 78 years old, who is being blessed, has been encouraged for years in his Catholic faith by Catholic Answers, is now evangelizing up until his last breath, and he thanks us at Catholic Answers. I mean, this is the grace of God working through Catholic Answers, but it's only happening, folks, because of you. Those of you who right now can give that $25 a month, that $50 a month, that $500 a month. In fact, Cy's going to give you all sorts of possibilities in that arena, but we need those monthly gifts. And I'm going to ask you one more time, folks.
We need some big gifts to make this $85,000. We need that $10,000 gift. We need that $5,000 gift. And we need a bunch of $1,000 gifts. Can you do it? I will guarantee you, my friends, you will not be sorry on Judgment Day that you gave to bring souls to Jesus Christ.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. We've got two matches, and they're extraordinary. One, as Tim just said, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. That means any amount you give up to $20,000 match this hour, 888-291-8000. But then a second match for anybody who will start a new monthly pledge. So if you have not had a monthly pledge before, or you had one a long time ago and it lapsed, start a new monthly pledge. That gets matched as well. So just think about that. If you can give, say, $25 a month, that's being matched twice. So it's $75 a month to us. I hope that that's incentive for you to use today as your opportunity to become part of the Catholic Answers family. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you don't know if you want to give, just check out the website. Maybe while you're there, you'll feel inspired and you'll say, yep, all right, I'll do it. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The lines are filling up for those who have questions for Tim, and we are going to do our regular day job. We're going to make sure that we answer as many questions as we can about the Catholic faith. But I just want to give you a little bit of info on the various levels, and then we will go right to the phone. Again, the number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. The phone monitor here doesn't seem to be quite right. It's not showing us all the phones, so I can't tell you how many lines are open, but we'll get that straightened out. And let me just tell you the levels. At $10 a month, which becomes $30 a month to us. You pledge $10 a month. Because of the two matches, it's $30 a month to us.
That's awesome.
You're a member of Society 315. You get the t-shirt, you get the car magnet, and you get access monthly, in some cases more than monthly, to special content that we produce here for members of the Society. At $20 a month, you're a member of Society 315, you get all of that, but we'll also send you The Decline and Fall of Sacred Scripture, the new book from Scott Hahn and Benjamin Weicker, along with Pope Peter, Defending the Church's Most Distinctive Doctrine in a Time of Crisis, from our own Joe Heschmeyer. That's at $20 a month, which becomes $60 a month to us. It's a new one-time pledge, and it's the 20,000. It's part of the 20,000 match, so it's extraordinary for us. Maybe you can do $45 a month. There are folks who can do that $45 a month, and it won't be too painful for them. And if you can, we'll send you all that. You'll be a member of Society 315. It'll be tripled, and we'll give you access to Jimmy Akin's class at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics class, Bible Difficulties Part 1. And by access, I mean you get the DVDs, you get the hard copy of the workbook, all of that. Could you come in at $84 a month? I realize that's a large number for lots of folks. If you can come in at $84 a month, all of that I just said, with the matches, with the gifts and everything, is true, but you also become a member of our President's Club. Now, I got to say, where it says there's a little bit of a phone problem. So it's not just in here. We got a phone problem. And I got to tell you to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or on your phone, just text to donate. Just put the word Catholic in and text it to 24365. So let's use just those for right now. We got a little bit of, that's all right. Just the devil making trouble. That's all it is.
Goodness.
It's just the devil making trouble. So CatholicAnswersRadio.com is optimized for your phone, or if you're using a computer, it will optimize for your computer. Very easy to read. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or send a text to donate. Text the word Catholic to 24365. Let's go to the other phones. I'm pretty sure those phones are working at the moment. Let's go to Joseph in St. Louis, listening on the Catholic Answers new and improved app. Joseph, we're glad to have you. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you guys for taking my call. I've been listening to your show for a long time, and it's just great, and I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Joseph.
But, yeah, you're welcome. My question is about the Son of Man, referenced in the book of Daniel.
Yes.
My question is, do Jews believe that the Son of Man, who appears to be divine in the book of Daniel,
right,
is also the Messiah?
Generally speaking, now one thing, Joseph, we have to remember, there's no such thing as just Judaism, right? Because there is such a wide divergence of belief among Jews between the Orthodox Jew, you know, the Hasidic Jews, and the conservative Jews, liberal Jews, and such. But I can tell you, we had a conservative Jew who, when I say conservative, doesn't mean conservative in the sense that we understand conservative.
It's just a branch of Judaism.
It's a branch of Judaism that is quite liberal in its theological understanding. But even a rabbi like him believes, yes, that the Son of Man in Daniel is also the Messiah. But you have some among, you know, the liberal Jews who don't even believe in God. It's a fascinating thing when you talk about the Jews. There's not many left, generally speaking, among the Orthodox that really hold to, you know, what we would understand as the Pharisees' general understanding of Judaism. But generally speaking, Joseph, yes. The Jews, generally speaking, again, whether it's Orthodox Jews, conservative Jews, think the Son of Man in Daniel is also the Messiah. And when you look in the Gospels, you see when Jesus uses that language of Son of Man for himself, that is charged, right? I mean, a couple of things come to mind immediately. You know, what is it, Mark 2:28, where he says, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
Yes, right.
Oh, that's proof positive. I always say that Jesus never read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People, because you don't go around calling yourself the Son of Man in first century Judaism. And also, you know, before the high priest, a few years later, when the high priest in Matthew 26, 62, or 61 through 63, right in there, says, I adjure thee in the name of the living God, tell us whether you art the Christ, the Son of God. And of course, Jesus, in Mark's version, in Mark 14, he says, I am. He uses the divine name. Oh my goodness. Once again, hadn't read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. He says, I am, ego a me, using the divine name. But then he says, in both Mark and Matthew's gospel, and you shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven, quoting Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Now, of course, that was absolutely charged because the Jews absolutely hold the Son of Man to be a title of the Messiah. So thanks so much for your call, Joseph. And folks, I want to apologize for, yeah, you know, what's going on the phones right now, but we are showing a line open.
No,
is that not working?
You can't trust any of that at the moment.
Okay. Well, folks, guess what? This is the devil. There is no doubt about it.
No.
Trying to get his, you know, old slew foot at work here. But folks, you know what? We're going to make it. Folks, go to text to donate. Very easy. Just text Catholic to 24365. Am I right?
That's right. Just text the word Catholic to 24365 and make your donation there. You can also just continue. I just checked it. The website's working just fine, and you can be done in about 90 seconds at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And you know what, folks? You know what? You know what we need some folks to do right now? Just get mad at the devil and give twice what you were going to give. So those of you that were going to make that $5,000 gift, make it $10,000. Those that were going to give that $1,000, make it $2,000. Are you with me, folks? And can I say this as well? If you have been giving a monthly gift, $25 a month, $10 a month, consider doubling it. You don't know what that means to us at Catholic Answers. I'm going to tell you, I mentioned this 2 days ago, Cy, but this place is like a beehive here of activity. We are doing more than we have ever done at Catholic Answers. I've been here now 16 and a half years.
Yeah.
And I've never seen this place more buzz than what it is right now, with Joe Heschmeyer and Trent Horn and Carlo Broussard and Jimmy Akin.
School of Apologetics.
The School of Apologetics. I mean, what we got going here is absolutely phenomenal. But folks, we need your help. Now, we need your help. So we do have the phones up, or no?
Oh, okay. So here's the deal. We got six phone lines working. So that's a problem.
Oh,
but so that means that what we're seeing on the screen is okay. So
is that accurate?
There's three lines that are open at the moment, 888 888-
291-8000. You can call and make your pledge. Hey, it's the last day of our pledge drive. Yep. We've got $85,000 we started out that we needed to bring in today to be fully funded for the next 3 months. Don't worry about a thing. The Lord has everything in his hands. We are not at all concerned about it, but we have a problem. So we always just try to be honest with you, tell you the truth. We got a phone problem.
Amen.
So if you can make your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, please do so. That will just leave a phone line for someone else. But don't hesitate to use the phone line if you're thinking of it right now, because I can see there are three folks with their phones ready to answer your calls right now. 888-291-8000. We got a $20,000 dollar for dollar match, so every dollar you pledge is going to be matched. And if it's a new monthly pledge, then it's going to be tripled. Okay, so it's going to be not a $25 pledge. That $25 pledge becomes $50 and then becomes $75 immediately. The whole year covered. From two different donors. So go ahead and dial that phone, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I also have a note that several people have taken us up on the offer to text to donate. And it's easy if you know how to text. You just just text the word Catholic to 24365, 24 hours a day.
Does it have to be all caps or no?
No, Catholic, no. Just Catholic. Text the word Catholic to 24365.
Okay.
And when you call, we'd ask you to just try to be quick with the folks on the line and then be patient while you're waiting, because they're going to get to you. It's just that for some reason, instead of the phones working properly, we only have six lines working right now. Well, we're going to be fine. We're going to get through it fine, and we're grateful to everybody who calls and helps. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, and I'm just going to keep saying it. If you can, we got a long way to go. We weren't expecting this little blip. If you can, use CatholicAnswersRadio.com to make your pledge. Please do that.
And it's really easy to do, folks. And like Cy said, you're a minute and a half, and you're out of there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So check it out, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But most importantly, folks, you know what? This kind of, Cy, this kind of gets the juices flowing, man, when stuff like this happens, because you know we are in spiritual warfare here, folks. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6:12 says, but against principalities and powers in heavenly places. You know, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 4 as well, talking about in a wrestling match, right? I love that image of St. Paul, where he says, wrestling every thought to the obedience of Christ, right, in this cosmic battle that we are in. It's real, folks, and this is proof positive. The devil doesn't like what we're doing. He's going to try to stop us. You know what that tells me? He's going to lose, Cy.
Amen.
Because Jesus
Amen,
has
brother.
Already won. So one more time, folks, we need you to call now at 888-291-8000. Be patient. If the lines are full, we'll get to you. But as Cy said, right now, it'd probably be better to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, because there's no blocking there, right? At CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Don't tempt the devil there.
Or text Catholic to 24365.
Let's go to Blaine now in Taipei, Taiwan, watching on YouTube. Blaine, so happy the phone lines are working to Taiwan. Go ahead with your question for our guest. I don't know why I got Chris Check in my head. I apologize. Tim Staples.
Because he was just standing in the window.
It makes me nervous. Go ahead, Blaine.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I'll make it very quick. I'm a Protestant. I'm kind of discerning the Catholic faith.
Okay.
And I was in a discussion with one of my pastor friends about the Eucharist.
Yes.
And he said we shouldn't take it to be like a spiritual booster shot in a way.
Right.
And I just wanted to know, is that like, how do Catholics look at it?
Right.
And should we be looking at it as a means to renew our spiritually, you know, our
spirit?
Right.
Well, Blaine, that's a great question. As Catholics, we look at it the way that our Lord and Savior taught us. In John chapter 6, verse 53, he said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. St. Paul says it in 1 Corinthians 10:15. He says, the bread which we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? And the cup which we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? So we look at the Eucharist as our salvation. Now, God communicates his life to us through all the sacraments. And indeed, when we cooperate with his grace in our daily lives, walking with him, God gives us graces as well, gives us spiritual life, but most especially through the Eucharist. So we look at the Eucharist, my friend, as our salvation. In fact, Blaine, this weekend, we're in the 19th week of Ordinary Time, and the readings are absolutely off the charts. Beautiful. But there's a wonderful reading, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, my friend, from 1 Kings chapter 19. You remember the story, and what leads up to 1 Kings 19 and this great story of Elijah really blows my mind. As you know, if you go back a couple of chapters to chapter 17, he had just raised the widow of Zarephath's daughter from the dead, right? And then in chapter 18, he confronts the 850 prophets, 450 prophets of Baal and 400 of Asherah, who, as the scripture says, are seated at Jezebel's table. And of course, he calls fire from heaven. We have this dramatic victory. But then, don't you love it? In chapter 19, what happens? Jezebel threatens him, and he's running for his life. Oh, I don't want to live anymore. You know, Jezebel. And Jezebel just threatened him, right? And I love the message of the angel, my brother. The angel, when he's at his wit's end, the angel says, take, eat, for the journey is too great for thee. There is a powerful image of the Eucharist that leads into the reading for this Sunday in John chapter 6 and what I gave you there in John 6, 53. You see, God provided through the ministry of the angel loaves of bread for Elijah. And the scripture says when he ate those loaves and the jar of water that was provided by God, he was able to continue on or in the strength of that bread for 40 days and 40 nights till he arrived at Mount Horeb where God would speak to him and he would change the world. That's how we look at the Eucharist. That's a type of the Eucharist. What St. Ignatius of Antioch called the medicine of immortality. The Eucharist doesn't just give us power to walk for 40 days and 40 nights. It gives us power to get to heaven, right? Unless you eat the flesh, Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. So this is much more than a spiritual shot or a vaccine, my friend. This is salvation. This is power to transform us. Thank you so much for your call. And you know what, folks? That's why we need you guys to be determined right now that you're going to get through to give us some money so we can continue to bring people to the greatest gift in the universe, the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior. We need you to work with us, though. Yeah, what do we have, five or six lines?
Six is what I'm told.
Yeah, so they're going to be full sometimes. One just opened up. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Be patient. Be determined. Get through. Give that $5,000 gift, that $2,000 gift, that $1,000 gift, that $25 gift. Folks, we need all of us to make this happen today. And remember, folks, it's easy to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There's no blockage there. Go to your computer, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It is easy. You can give there. Take you 90 seconds. Or you can text Catholic, real simple, to 24365. Again, that's 24365. Text Catholic to 24365. Most of all, my friends, we need 85. We are behind. And because of this little hiccup, I think we're even more behind. But you know what? We're going to get there by God's grace.
We will. By God's grace and with your help, we'll do it. 888-291-8000 is the number. I can see there's still, well, there are two lines open now. So give a perfect time to give a call, 888-291-8000. As we told you, we started off this day, the last day of our August pledge drive, $85,000 short of being fully funded for the next 3 months. That's what we do with these pledge drives. We ask you to fund us for the next 3 months. We won't come to you for 3 months and ask you for anything else on the radio. This funds all that we do here on the radio, all the video stuff that goes out on YouTube and Facebook. It funds the podcast and many more things that are done here at Catholic Answers. These things are especially needed now as the world seems year by year to find its way to being less and less interested in reason and in faith and less and less in relationship with Jesus who saves and makes all things make sense. And we need those things back, and that's what we're here to do. We're having a little trouble with the phones, but there are folks on the line ready to take your call, 888-291-8000. I have no idea how we're doing this hour, but I'll tell you what we've got. We've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. A very generous donor says, hey, go out and make $20,000. I'll give you $20,000. So we just got to make $20,000 this hour, and we're that much closer to the goal. It's just a little bit more difficult.
Two open lines. Aren't working.
Please also consider right now going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's open. You can get through it very, very quickly. It's optimized for your computer. It's also optimized for your phone. It can tell which one you're on, and it'll get you through in about 90 seconds. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Right back with more open forum on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Didn't even have my headphones on for the first part of the groovy music. Missed out on it. You have to play it again, Brandon. Thanks very much. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. It's Catholic Answers Live. We're raising a bit of money as we're answering questions today. It's open forum. Our guest is Tim Staples.
And I see four open lines right now.
Oh, this is a perfect time to call 888-291 and make your pledge. Hey, we're raising, this is the last day of our pledge drive for August. We're raising the money to keep in business for the next 3 months, and the phones messed up on us. We usually have 20 or more lines open. Right now, only 6 lines are working. I don't know why, but it is what it is. So you're going to have to be real patient with us. We still need the money, I can tell you. We're still $80,000 away from being fully funded. Can we do that in 90 minutes with only 6 phone lines? Well, if we do, we'll know who to give thanks and praise to, I can tell you, because it's not an easy task. But 888-291-8000, the number. And if you can, if it's within your ability, could you make your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? It all goes towards the match. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you'll be done in about 90 seconds. And that'll keep the phone lines free for those who need to use the phone. One other thing, I know we probably say this a lot, especially on the last day, but we're going to need some larger donors to step up to help. I mean, we need everybody. But obviously, with 6 phone lines working, we're going to need some larger donors to help us meet that goal. So if that's you, maybe you'd prayerfully consider that right now. 888-291-8000 if you have to. And if you can, CatholicAnswersRadio.com in the studio with us now, with me and Tim. I forgot to say hello, Tim, coming back. But hello, Tim.
Great to be with you, brother.
And with us, the president of Catholic Answers, not looking defeated at all, no. Chris Check. How are you feeling?
Oh, sorry, by no means. It's funny because it's true. 6 of our lines are working. Actually, one of them is mine.
Okay. Well, what are you doing here?
No, well, Christine, God bless her, Christine Venditti is manning my phone for me so I could pop in here. I just want to say thank you to everyone who is calling in and is being patient. And if you don't get through, it's like, you know, Bruce Springsteen concert tickets or whatever. Except it's better because it's Jesus. So you will get through. So if you're trying to call in to pledge and you don't get through right away, our First Rate IT team is working on this problem. My friends, I can't explain to you the nature of it, except to say the true nature of it is this, and that is that the devil is interfering with our work. Mm-hmm. That is the answer. So those of you who are not calling in, I ask you right now to pray. Say it, Amen. The prayer to St. Michael, because the devil is trying to interfere with our work, and he is trying to keep Catholic Answers from spreading the gospel, and he's trying to keep Catholic Answers from bringing people to the fullness of the truth, which is the work that we do. Sigh. Tim, you guys have been on the phones, and of course, you all talk to them every day here live on the show, but it is so gratifying for me to take calls and hear the testimony of people, from very young people all the way to the 91-year-old woman, blind woman that I just spoke to. Wow. In the suburban Chicago in Fox Lake, calling to make her $25 gift because... Beautiful. Our show has that impact on her life. And it isn't simply the listeners, as you both know. It's all the people that our listeners influence. My friends, you make all of this possible. Please help us out. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. If you don't get through right away, please call back or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I know you guys have been saying this, but our match is tripling the monthly gifts.
That's right.
New monthly givers, yes, are tripled. So if that's you're a new amazing monthly giver and you're giving $25 a month, that's $75 a month to us. And that's going to get us to our goal. So please, please think about hard that monthly gift. And I need everybody to pray right now to St. Michael the Archangel so that the devil gets out of our phone system. We get all these lines up.
Amen. Thanks, Chris.
God bless.
Thanks very much. Try CatholicAnswersRadio.com, please. We noticed that folks are, when they're getting through, they are taking us up on that offer of the money being tripled. We've got 2 different donors who will triple your money when you make a new monthly pledge. And pledges from $10 a month, which are tripled to $30, all the way up to pledges of Danielle in Ohio, $87.15 a month. That's pretty Amen. Good, Danielle. Thanks. And that got tripled. I can't do the math, Danielle. You have to forgive me.
It's over $200.
But it's over, I don't know, it's more than 87. I know that when you triple it. So thank you so much. I want to thank another donor, Elaine. Elaine Mozigimba pledged $2,000 yesterday, and then on Tuesday, $5,000 for us. And wow. She lives in Texas, and I just thought that's just so generous, you know, each day listening and making those. And Elaine, we're just really, really grateful. You know, not all of us have the funds to do those very large gifts as Elaine did, but we're very grateful when it happens, just as we are when that $10 a month pledge comes in and that gets tripled. You know, it's all going to the same place. It's all doing the same work, and we are grateful for all of it.
Amen.
I'll give you the number again. If you have to use it, use it. But you're probably going to have to wait to get someone on the line with you because we're having phone trouble. 888-291-8000. That's where you can go and give. And if you can, please go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there. If you are proficient texter, go ahead and use those thumbs and text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. Once again, the easiest way, probably just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And now we're going back to the phones because we got work to do here.
Let's go.
Let's go to Connor in Shreveport, Louisiana, listening on the new and improved Catholic Answers Live app. Hi, Connor.
Howdy.
Welcome.
I just wanted to ask that
yes.
From my understanding of the classical theistic definition of omnipotence, it basically says that God can do all things except that which is illogically inconsistent.
Correct.
And so I was just wondering, like, which came first, like logical truths or God?
Yes, great,
if God
great
came
question.
First, how is his power?
Yes, great question, Connor. And what we have to understand is that God is truth. God is being. He is goodness. He is beauty. So there is nothing that has substantial being, nothing that exists that is outside of God. So even the concept of logical truth, which is real, only exists because it exists in God. You and I, the only reason why we have substantial being, my friend, is we participate in God who is absolute being. So, of course, God doesn't just come first because there really isn't even a first with God. He simply is infinite being. And logical truth exists in him. So, you know, we don't even say there's a first because it's simply absolute being and everything. And by the way, I got to add this, Connor. This is one of the reasons why in Colossians chapter 1, where is it? About verse 18, where St. Paul says, in Christ all things consist. I've been thinking about that the last couple of days. Just, wow, that is so awesome. It's one of the many ways Scripture reveals Jesus to be God, because it's in him that all things consist. He is infinite being in as much as he is God. But thanks so much for your call, Connor. That is a great question. And folks, if we at Catholic Answers are going to be able to continue to give these kinds of answers that people really hunger for, there is, folks, in the midst of the chaos of our culture that's imploding, we're so confused as a culture now, Si, we don't know what bathroom to go to. Come on, people. We got the LGBTQRSTUV, the transgender that is just, you know, if you would have done this as a skit 30 years ago on Saturday Night Live, nobody would have believed you would ever get here to where we are right now. The level of confusion. And by the way, did you all know that in the last several 4 years, the suicide rate has been
incredible. It's so horrible,
Tim. It's been, and of course, they may well be, COVID had a lot to do with it as well, but it's even before COVID. And it's since the slowing down of COVID, suicides are going through the roof. And why is that? Because people don't know who they are. They don't know who God is. And my friends, we're made for God. Our intellects are ordered to know ultimate truth. Our wills are ordered to choose the ultimate good. God is truth. He is goodness. He is beauty itself. And when you don't have God, you don't know who you are. You don't know your purpose. My friends, there's nowhere to go but down. And yet we have this great gift of our one holy Catholic and apostolic church that has proclaimed one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. For 2,000 years, there is no human explanation even for the existence of the Catholic Church teaching one Lord, one faith, one baptism, never contradicting a single definitive teaching for 2,000 years. You can't explain it, but we are here to give it away. That's why we're here at Catholic Answers, is to give Catholic answers. As Carl Keating said to me when I was first hired 16 and a half years ago, Tim, we're here to give Catholic answers, not Tim Staples' opinions, right? So if you're going to give an opinion, you better tell folks that's Tim Staples' opinion. Our focus here is on giving people Catholic answers, folks, but we give every day at this office 45 full-time employees. That's all we do. But we are asking for your help right now. And yeah, the phones, as you know, we got a mess here. We've only got six lines, and I see they're all red right now. You can still call 888-318-7884. Be patient. You can get through. But my friends, let me suggest the better way is to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, because there you have no block. There's no limit of lines available. Catholic Answers Radio, all one word, right? CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and it's as easy. You'll be in and out in 90 seconds, folks, but we need your gifts. If you know how to text, real simple, text the word Catholic to the number 24365. That's all you got to do. You type in Catholic and then text it to the number 24365. Text in your donation, my friends. Very, very easy. All right? But most importantly, right now, we are way behind. I see one open line, by the way, on the phone at 888-318-7884. We do have one open line right now, 888-318-7884. But we are coming down to the wire, folks, and we're not there. We need your help now.
I got to tell you, though, Tim, something really positive is happening. I mean, lots of folks calling, making the $25 monthly pledge, which adds up so quickly. That, you know, a few folks making a $25 monthly pledge, we get the triple match. It begins to add up very quickly. And then somebody like Linda calls from Texas, throws $1,000 in the pot.
Praise God.
And now John calls from, I believe it's Alaska. I'm pretty sure this call came from Alaska, donates $5,000.
Yes.
I think even with only six lines working, we can meet the match this hour.
My goodness.
So I feel, I mean, and what a little miracle that would be if we were able to do it. I mean, barely limping on the phones here and still could do it. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Any amount helps. It's all matched right now because we have both matches going on. So no matter what you give, it's going to get matched. If you start a new monthly pledge, it's going to be tripled right now. So start that $10 pledge. Go ahead, just, you know, or that $25 pledge or that $50 pledge, and it all gets tripled. And I really think we're going to make the match this hour.
I think
that a little miracle is happening. 888-291-8000 is where you can call. And I know a lot of people are going online because I'm seeing the coming in and the phone lines are being left open. So there are actually a couple lines open right now. So just pick up and call and make that $10, $20. I don't know. You know, I'll cap it at a million. No more than a million, please. 888-291-8000. Or as folks have been doing, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I think we're going to do this hour. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We got to take a quick break. We will be right back with more open forum, and we'll keep you updated on how the pledge drive's going right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live. You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks for being with us. It looks to me like, Darren, just tell me, it looks to me like we have $5,000 to go to meet the match this hour. So we can do it. We have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. It'll still leave us behind for the overall goal, but hey, let's take the good where we can get the good. And if we can meet this $20,000 match, that would be wonderful. Every dollar matched right now. And if you make a new monthly pledge, it's going to be double match. So your money is tripled, in other words. 888-291-8000 is where you can call. I see a line open, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And thanks so much for those who are using Catholic Answers. Well, any pledge means a great deal, however you get it to us. But I know a lot of people are using CatholicAnswersRadio.com because the pledges are coming in and where the phone lines seem to be manageable at the moment. Don't forget, you can also text, just text the word Catholic to 24365, and that'll get you into to be able to make your donation as well. Catholic to 24365. I don't know what else to do except just keep answering questions.
Amen, brother. Let's do it.
Folks are taking care of us, and God bless you.
Praise
Thank you
God.
For helping us through this difficult moment. Let's go to Derek in Cincinnati, Ohio, also listening on the new and improved Catholic Answers Live app. Go ahead, Derek, with your question for Tim.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Si. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. First time asker of a question for you, Tim, and thank
sure.
you for all the work that you're doing for the church.
All right, brother.
So my question has to do with, I'm trying to help a non-Catholic family member who subscribes to dispensationalism.
Right.
He has a way of reading scripture that he called it rightly dividing the word.
Sure.
Whereas, I think the way he explained it, Paul's letters are for the Gentiles. That's the audience.
Oh, boy.
The Jewish people are the audience for basically the rest of scriptures, including the letter to Hebrews.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. You can hear where this is going. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let me jump in real quick, because actually, I was raised with this. I come from a dispensationalist background in both the Baptist church I came from and most especially the Assemblies of God. I was a dispensationalist. And, you know, all you need is even a cursory reading of the New Testament, and you see that this is bogus. For example, when you go to Acts 9, right, when Paul first converts, right, what does he do? He immediately goes into the synagogue in Acts 9, verse 20, and begins to proclaim Jesus is the Son of God, right? Now, if you follow, you know, skip down to St. Paul's first missionary journey here when he sets out, and after Acts chapter 13, he arrives, look at verse 5, in Salamis and proclaims the word of God where? In the synagogues of the Jews. I mean, and that's what he does everywhere he goes. On the Sabbath day, they went into the synagogue, it says. When he's in Perga, you know, when he's in the area of the Galatians there at the end of chapter 13. And in fact, he's in the synagogues all over southern Galatia, right? The churches of Perga and Lystra and Iconium, and especially Antioch. And that leads you up to the first council in Acts 15, because all the problem was going on there in the Galatian synagogue communities. And that's where the Christians were born out of. And Paul goes there proclaiming. Now, the little house churches are starting as well. But Paul is living in the synagogues, proclaiming the word. And in fact, even after the council, when he's sent out on his next missionary journey, even as late as Acts chapter 17, what happens? He comes to Thessalonica, and where does he go? To the synagogue of the Jews, right? And then he's chased out of there, and he goes to Berea. And when they arrive, where do they go? To the synagogue in Acts chapter 17, verse 10. And so it goes. Now, it's true, when the Jews continue to reject and reject and reject, he says, I'm washing my hands of you. I am now going to the Gentiles, right? But in fact, if you look at Paul, even after he has washed his hands and he's going to the Gentiles, where does he go? He keeps going to the synagogues. He keeps preaching in the synagogues and such. And when he writes his letters, he's writing to the churches like Corinth, where, if you go to Acts chapter 18, right, where did he go in Corinth? For months, I love that text there, by the way, in Acts chapter 18, where it says, I forget how many months, I think it's 3 months. He went to the synagogue for 3 months arguing in the synagogue for 3 months. You got to love St. Paul, right, in Corinth. And then he writes his letter based on his experiences of evangelizing in the synagogues. Now, Did he go to the Gentiles? Absolutely, he did. But to say that Paul only is speaking to the Gentiles is just ridiculous, biblically speaking, because you see, as I said, you know, keep reading in the book of Acts, right? You know, in Acts 18, as I mentioned, when he's in, he goes to Ephesus, and it's Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, who, when he goes to the synagogue, he leads him to Christ, right? And he'll write about Crispus in his 1 Corinthians chapter 1, when he said, when I was in Corinth, I didn't baptize hardly anybody. I just proclaimed the gospel, except Crispus Gaius in the household of Stephanas, right? He mentions Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue that he had baptized, right? So how did he get to the ruler of the synagogue? Sigh. He went to the synagogue, right? But he also, and of course, there is that beautiful kind of line of demarcation there in Acts chapter 17 when he goes to Mars Hill. He goes to, on Athens, falls in love with the Gentiles, and has this mission given to him by God. I'm going to the Gentiles, right? But he never stops going to the Jews as well. And so even like in his letter to the Romans, he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all that believe, the Jew first and then the Gentile. Even as late as his letter to the Romans, he's still trying to convert his brethren after the flesh, right? The Jews, as well as going to the Gentiles. And the bottom line is, yes, Paul had a particular gift for the Gentiles. Peter had a particular gift, as did James, for the Jews. But everyone proclaims the gospel to everyone. And that is so clear when you look at Peter, right, the apostle to the Jews. He's the one who first brings the Gentiles into the church with Cornelius, right, in Acts chapters 10 and 11. But at any rate, thanks so much for your call, brother. There's so much more we could talk about there. But you know what, guys and girls, we are really down to the wire, and we need your help now. We've got 5 open lines right now at 888-291-8000. We've got 5 open lines, and we need to make this match, folks. We are way behind. We need your help. 888-291-8000. You can get on right now. There's 4 open lines. But also, folks, please go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need a $5,000 gift. Is there somebody out there that can give? And folks, give that $5,000. It becomes $10,000. Give that $2,000 gift. It becomes $4,000. And we really need the monthly gifts. We are coming down to the wire. We've got 7.5 minutes, folks. We've got to make this match. You can text Catholic, real simple, to the number 24365. Text Catholic to 24365. Let's not let the devil think in any way he's going to get anything close to a victory by messing with our phone lines, which we have not been able to completely fix. We still only have 6 lines, but we have 2 open lines right now. Call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. Folks, we need to bring the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world that we alone possess as Catholics. Nobody else has it. How dare we keep it to ourselves? We've got to give it away.
Hey, just to let you know where we are, it's the last day of our August pledge drive. We do these pledge drives once every 3 months in order to be funded 3 months going out. So this will fund us for the next 3 months. We came into today knowing that in order to reach the goal of $225,000, just think about that, $225,000 for all the radio, all the podcasts, all the video, all that, all the stuff. It's really not very much money, but we got to raise it or we can't do it. That's what it costs us to do all that and many more things. And when we raise that money, we're set for the next 3 months. Well, we came into today being about $85,000 short, and which is doable if many, many people are generous with us. And often, I have to say, many people are generous with us, which Amen. We are very grateful for. And then we get going, and a minute into the show, none of the phones are working. So it's pretty hard for people to call. Well, now we've got 6 lines working. I can see 5, but they tell me that there's 6 lines working. So
They're full right now.
If you want to call, you're going to just need to be a little persistent. That's all. 888-291-8000. But if you can, especially as we're going into the break in a couple minutes, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I want to tell you something. Maria in Singapore, I just noticed this, $200. Thank you so much, Maria. And she's over in Singapore. And wow, she's thinking, well, I can go on CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Praise
God. And make that donation. And God bless you, Maria. Thank you. Because it's making a difference. I'll tell you what. I thought, well, we're done for the day. I mean, and I didn't mean that. I mean, I don't want to be negative, but I wasn't thinking. I mean, if your phones aren't working, it's kind of hard to raise money.
Yes.
I think we're going to make this match this hour. Oh, we got a $20,000 match. We make that match, and we'll see what happens. Maybe the phones will get working for the second hour, but we put it all in the hands. This whole pledge drive I've put in the hands of St. Joseph because it's his year. And Tim's got about five people he puts. He's Catherine of Siena. No, Catherine of Alexandria and Thomas Aquinas and
Justin Martyr. St. Joseph.
But I'll tell you what, thank you to all those saints in heaven, and thank you to the many saintly folks on earth here who
and
have been helping
stop,
us.
And don't stop, folks, please.
Now's the perfect time.
Now's the time. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Don't stop, because we need these gifts over the next 3 minutes. Call 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text Catholic to 24365. That's text Catholic to 24365. You can still get it in. We got 3 more minutes.
And I'll tell you what, I'm really hoping I'm going to come back in a few minutes and say we did it. I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to meet the match this hour.
Wow.
We'll be right back, and we'll let you know right here on Catholic Answers Live.